Ms. Bangura's two-week trip took her to Syria and Iraq, as well as to neighboring countries Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan. She met women who had been subject to sexual violence perpetrated by terrorists of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, otherwise known as ISIL. The terrorist group is operating in various parts of Syria and Iraq, fueling conflict and insecurity. She said sexual violence is a key part of the group's ideology.
When it comes to ISIL, essentially, they have institutionalized sexual violence and the brutalization of women as a central aspect of their ideology and operations. They are using sexual violence as a tactic of terrorism to advance their key strategic objectives. This includes increasing recruitment by promising male fighters access to women and girls.
Ms. Bangura listed examples of the horrors suffered by women.
Girls are literally being stripped naked and examined in slave bazaars, categorized and shipped off to Raqqa or Mosul or other location to be distributed among ISIL leadership and fighters.
But the special representative said it's not just ISIL that is targeting women.
Affirmed that sexual violence is being committed strategically in a widespread and systematic manner, with high degree of sophistication by most parties to the conflict. The pattern we have seen is that women and girls are at high risk at every point. In the midst of active conflicts, in areas under control of armed actors, at checkpoints and border crossing and in detention facilities.
The special representative requested that the Security Council integrate protection and the empowerment of women into its counter-terrorism response. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.